Well, it's time now for a look through the papers with Deeptika Laurent. Deepti, you're starting with French paper Libération today. Employees at Météo France, France's weather institution, are going on strike as part of a general strike in the public sector.
Yeah, that's right. It's all gone pear-shaped. That's what Libération says on its front page here in a pun that works in French but doesn't translate quite well in English. Exasperated staff are going on strike today, described as a strike as one describing, Libération describing the strike as one of a rare intensity. Météo France is France's weather predictions institution. In recent months and years, it has reduced staff, and in its place, it's put in an automated system of weather prediction called Alpha. Now, the result, as Libération explains in this article here, is that weather predictions have simply become more and more erratic and far-fetched. For example, you have sometimes these systems predicting weather of -3 degrees, but with rain, which is impossible because rain below zero is snow. Snowflakes announced for a day where the temperature is hovering around 10 degrees. So staff say that the institution is losing credibility. They fear that people will no longer turn to them for accurate weather predictions. Libération's editor in the editorial today expressing his disbelief at the government's slashing of public funds, which has led to, which the paper believes has led to the situation today. And it comes at a particularly vulnerable time. Climate change obviously means that weather predictions are more important than ever today.
They certainly are. And meanwhile, Deepti, Le Monde is looking at how AI has transformed weather prediction services.
Yeah, that's right. It's important to note that the automated system is not artificial intelligence, and they're two separate things. Le Monde is looking indeed at the impact of artificial intelligence on weather prediction services, and it's really interesting. They've been dubbed the ChatGPT of the world, weather world. In 2022, a host of AI software flooded the weather prediction market. You had a ForecastNet by NVIDIA, Huawei's Pangu, all of these programs capable of anticipating atmospheric evolution 10 days ahead with quite impressive precision. Last year, a host of European countries, including France, Norway, Sweden, and Switzerland, banded together to create their own weather predicting model. And these models are really impressive, Alison. To give you an example, they often need just 1 minute to produce the same predictions as a supercomputer needs in 2 to 3 hours. But they have their weaknesses too. This is something that Le Monde touches upon. They're particularly weak when it comes to predicting cloud activity, wind, and rainfall.
It does make me wonder if AI is threatening the jobs of weather predictors, as it has for so many other careers. Deepti, moving on, in the Gambia, lawmakers have given themselves 3 months to discuss whether or not to repeal a ban on female genital mutilation.
Yeah, that's right. MPs have called for more consultation in a proposal that would roll back the rights of young girls in the country. Female genital mutilation was outlawed 8 years ago in the Gambia, and it is punishable by 3 years in prison. MP Almame Giba, who introduced the bill to Parliament, said overturning the ban would uphold religious loyalty and safeguard cultural norms. Those opposed to the ban often argue, though, argue that it violates Islamic rules. Anti-female genital mutilation campaigners, however, say it has nothing to do with it. In any case, MPs over there will now have 3 months to decide whether or not to proceed with overturning that ban.
All right, we'll be keeping a close eye on that one. Turning now to some lighter topics, the Michelin Guide has awarded its annual 1, 2, and 3 stars to some hallowed French culinary establishments.
Yeah, 3 stars for Jérôme Banquetel in Paris, and this man here, Fabien Ferré, in France's Provence region. Ferré, on the front of this local paper today, is also the youngest ever 3-star Michelin chef at just 35 years old. Le Parisien aujourd'hui en France today, hailing what it calls this new crop of freshly minted top chefs, this new generation, it says, of audacious chefs, even iconoclastic chefs who are changing all the codes of fine dining.
And finally, from you, Deepti, it's a world championship of a very niche kind, the World joggling championships.
Yeah, that's right, Allison. And as I learned earlier this morning, you are apparently a champion jogger, a juggler, a teacher of the sport. Anyway, this might interest you. The World Juggling Championships will take place in July this year. The rules are pretty simple. You have to jog while juggling. Canadian juggler Michael Caprell holds the Guinness World Record for the juggling marathon. He ran a marathon in 2 hours and 50 minutes while juggling at the same time. There are some rules, though. If you drop your ball, then you have to go back to the spot where you dropped it and set off again. In any case, it's not the only niche sport on the market. There is also ski joring, which is getting pulled on a horse while on skis, and polo cross, which, as you can imagine, is a mix of polo and lacrosse. There's a very lucrative market of niche sports out there.
There certainly is. DB, I'm going to teach you how to juggle. I swear, we're working on
thank
it
right
after
this. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, DB. That was DB Laurent with our press review.